And so, unahin na natin ang pagpanalangin sa Israel, and I will give some updates, something about the prophecies being fulfilled. Pero sa ngayon po, just for updates, yung mga sumusunod or sinusundan, yung mga nangyayari dito politically, especially sa bid ng Palestinians na magkaroon sila ng sariling state, bypassing the negotiations with Israel, ay sa November 11 po ay mag-reconvene ang United Nations Security Council. Mag-reconvene sila and they will start discussing so that there will be a final vote. And we pray that lahat ang mga bansa po na 15 po sila, we pray na hindi magkaroon ng 9 ang pro Palestinian state, no? 9 po ang majority. So we pray na hindi po aabot sa 9 para hindi na kailangang i-veto ng US. Nagkaroon po lately ng isang event na yung United dumaan sa backdoor ang Palestinians. United Nations UNESCO Scientific Cultural Organization, yung UNESCO po, ay nag-apply ng membership doon ang Palestinian as a state, no? Kahit hindi pa po sila recognized by the UN as an official state, ay nag-apply po sila doon, at the only majority of the members of UNESCO will majority lang po ang kailangan para pumasa at matanggap sila bilang member. At pumasa po ito. Napakarami pong mga bansa ang bumoto, and naging member na po sila ng UNESCO kahit hindi pa sila official state. And ito po ay hindi po magandang it's not good, number one, for UNESCO for allowing this, but UNESCO has always been anti-Israel since 1974. Lahat ng mga projects ng Israel ay pinapara nila, and they have been working with the Palestinians para matanggal ang Jewish heritage sa Israel. But anyway, ang hindi po maganda dito ay kasama po ang Pilipinas sa nagboto ng yes, and may mga bansa po lalo na sa Asia na nag-abstain, like Singapore, Japan, Thailand, South Korea, nag-abstain po sila. And but the Philippines said yes. And we really pray and ask for the Lord's mercy regarding this. So parang kung hindi dinaan sa United Security Council, United Nations Security Council, yung statehood, ay yun ang parang nangyari, no? Na 100-something, napakarami pong bansa ang nagsabi ng yes. And kasama ang Pilipinas doon. So, let us sing some songs first before we pray for Israel and for our land. Let's please stand up and let's sing. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's according to Psalm 122 verse 6. Ito po ay inutos ng Lord sa atin para ipanalangin. Shalom, shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom, 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 shalom. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom, shalom.
shall actually be in me. Jerusalem shall be in me.
Arise and have mercy. The set time to favor Zion is come. Hallelujah.
Arise and have mercy
upon Zion, Lord.
Zion, for the set time to favor her.
Shown mercy upon Zion, Lord. Hum the song. Hum the song. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray, O Lord God, for Israel right now. We pray that the land will not be partitioned, Lord. That there will not be any Palestinian state inside Israel. We pray, Lord, that you will bring to pass your word, O God, that you will fill the mountains of Israel with people coming from the different nations. You will fill them with the Jewish people, Lord. The mountains of Israel, which is the West Bank. Hallelujah. And even the Gaza Strip. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, that there will be peace in Jerusalem. And that the Jews will come to know you, Yeshua, as their Messiah. Open their eyes now, Lord. Take away the veil from their eyes, that they will see you, Lord. That they will recognize you as their brother, as their Lord, as their Savior, whom they have pierced. We pray, Father, for united Jerusalem, that Jerusalem will never be divided between the East and the West, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that that Jerusalem will remain to be united capital of the Jewish state of Israel.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, for Prime Minister Netanyahu. So much pressure, Lord, upon him right now, especially as they they gave go signal once again to many settlement buildings. We pray for his protection. We pray for his family. We pray for good health. We pray especially for wisdom, Lord, upon him and the Knesset and the entire government, Lord. Especially, Father, we pray, Lord, for wisdom upon the threat of Iran, Lord, regarding nuclear power. Hallelujah. Israel is contemplating on attacking, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that this is coming from you, Lord. We ask for divine guidance, O God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for protection upon their borders, Lord. Amen. And protection upon all Israeli soldiers, Lord. Amen. Wala na pong makikidnap na sundalo, Panginoon. Sa pangalan ni Jesus, I pray, Lord. We pray for the borders. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that all the Jewish people will come home and make aliyah to Israel. And you said, Lord, that you will cleanse them. You will change them. And they will know you, Jesus, as their Messiah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Restore Israel. Restore the land and the people in preparation for your coming, Lord Jesus. You're coming soon to that land, Lord. You're going to reign in that land, O God. At kasama mo kami, Panginoon, sa lahat na ginagawa mo, Lord, in preparation for this, Lord. Your end-time work to prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus. We are with you. We're standing with you, Lord God of Israel, for this. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, to have mercy upon our nation. Have mercy upon the Philippines, Lord. Hallelujah. Patawarin mo kami, Panginoon, sa ignorance namin, Lord, at sa ignorance namin sa mga salita mo, at kami po ay kumikiling sa kalaban ng iyong bayan. Lord, forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And cancel, Lord, cancel the effect, Lord, of our vote sa UNESCO. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We pray, O God, for your mercy upon all of us. We pray for this Jerusalem Summit initiative, Lord, that Israel, especially the Knesset, the MKs, Lord, and our government will have connection, Lord. We'll have a good relationship, Panginoon. Hallelujah. Para po tuloy-tuloy na magkaroon ng consciousness, awareness, O God, ang aming gobyerno tungkol sa Israel. We pray for the Christian senators, the Christian congressmen, Lord, those who are in cabinet, Lord, who are Christians, who know the Bible, who know the Word of God, Lord. Hallelujah. Give them your light, O God, na magiging mamayani, Panginoon, ang kanilang pagiging Kristiyano kaysa sa kanilang mga political ambitions. And they will side with Israel, O God. Hallelujah. They will put Israel as an agenda, Lord, in our government. Hallelujah. Siding with Israel. Oh, Father, we pray that the Philippines will be a sheep nation, Lord. Amen. You said that you in the end times, you will judge the nations according to their being sheep or goat nation, according to how they have treated you, your people, Lord, Israel. And so we pray, Lord God, hallelujah. We pray that there will be magkaroon po ng impact, Panginoon, ang mga ginagawa namin mga Kristiyano para po magkaroon ng mabago, Panginoon, ang attitude ng aming bansa towards Israel. Hallelujah. Hindi po kami matakot sa mga Arab nations, Lord. Hindi po kami matakot sa kanilang oil. Hindi po kami matakot sa gagawin nila sa mga OFWs namin. Matakot kami sa iyo, Panginoon. Hallelujah. And so we pray, Lord, for mercy upon our land. Amen. Hallelujah. And we give you praise, O Father. Hallelujah. Wala ba karabasandaya? Karabasyala ba yala baraba karabasandaya? Sandaya ba yala baraba bakarabasandaya? Hallelujah, Rabba Karabasandaya. We are in the end times, Lord. And this is the time that you are judging, Lord. Tinitingnan mo kung saan kami nakakiling. Are we for you or are we against you? Hallelujah. And as a nation, we declare that we are for you, Lord. We are for you, Lord God of Israel. We represent our nation, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Huwag niyo pong ipunish ang aming bansa, Lord. For our sake, Lord. Hallelujah. For our sake, O God, who love you, Lord, and who are standing with you, Lord God, where your work for Israel is concerned. Hallelujah. For the sake of the Christians who love Israel, O God. Hallelujah. Rabba karabba sandaya. Hallelujah. Rabba karabba shakariya labayalaba rabba karabba sandaya. Hallelujah. Tama na po. Tapos na po ang pidring. Tapos na po ang kiel. Wala na pong susunod, Panginoon, ng mga kalamidad, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Rabba Karayala Bakarabasandaya. O Rabba Kayala Baraba Bakarabasandaya. Hallelujah, Rabba Shakarayala Baraba Kabasandaya. Hallelujah, pray for mercy, 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 O God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for releasing this to us. Hallelujah. Give you praise, honor, and glory, Father. Lord God of Israel, we love you, Lord. In the name of Yeshua, our Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. All glory to God, our Father now. Please sit down. Amen. And since this is Israel Sunday, Pastor Faye, I would like to give some word lang. Paunti-unti ko pong tuloy-tuloy na maituturo dito yung tungkol sa Israel, especially we are seeing prophecies being fulfilled. Yung mga sinabi po ng mga propeta sa Old Testament ay nangyayari po sa mga panahon na ito. Kaya po natin sinasabi na nasa mga huling araw tayo kasi yung mga sinasabi nila, 2,000 at mahigit na 2,000 taon ang nakakaraan ay nangyayari po sa mga panahon na ito. And we have one of the prophecies spoken by the prophets is the ingathering of the Jewish people na yung mga Hudyo po na nakakalat mula nung nasira o nawasak ang kanilang templo AD 70, almost 2,000 years ago, sila po ay nakakalat sa iba't ibang lugar ng bundo at sila po ay binabalik na ng Panginoon according to His Word. Pastor Faye, may mga salita ng Diyos po sinasabi si Lord tungkol dito. Jeremiah 30 verse 3, "For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. No? So sabi ni Lord, I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers. That is Israel. And that includes the West Bank. That includes where the Palestinians are right now. Next. Jeremiah 31, behold, I will bring them back from the north country and gather them from the ends of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and the one who labors with child together. A great throng shall return there. Next. Isaiah, yung kanina po si Jeremiah, si Isaiah, ganun din ang sinabi, fear not, I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, that's Russia, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons and from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Ito pong si Jeremiah at si Isaiah ay narito po sila sa mundong ito mga 600 years before Jesus Christ. So sinabi po nila ito na ibabalik ng Lord ang kanyang bayan, ibabalik sa Israel. Nung sinabi po nila ito noon, hindi pa po nakakalat yung mga Hudyo na ito, no? Hindi po sila nakakalat, pero sinabi na nila na darating ang panahon na ibabalik sila ng Panginoon. At nangyayari na po yan ngayon. Sa Isaiah 60 verse 8, sabi rin nga doon, and what do I see flying like clouds to Israel, like doves to their nests. Sabi ni Isaiah, nakikita raw niya na parang may mga doves na lumilipad sa sky. No? Ito po ay mga eroplano, kasi sa panahon niya ay wala pang eroplano. So ito po ay mga eroplano na nagdadala nga ng mga Hudyo pauwi sa kanilang bayan during this time. And I have very short video here. And this one, ito muna. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives who brought up and led the descendants of the house of Israel from the north country and from all the countries where I had driven them, they shall dwell in their own land. Ang ibig sabihin po dito, alam naman natin lahat yung Exodus, no? Yung Exodus of Egypt, of Egyptians from Egypt to the promised land through Moses. So sabi dito sa verse na yung binasa natin, darating ang panahon, hindi na pag-uusapan yung Exodus na yon through Moses. Yung Exodus of Israel from Egypt, hindi na yun ang pag-uusapan. Kung hindi, ang pag-uusapan na kung paano dinala or binalik ni Lord ang kanyang bayan mula sa mga bansang kung saan sila nakakalat at patungo sa Israel. At yun po ay nangyayari na ngayon. And this is just a sample.
Soviet Jews are coming home. In fact, Israeli experts are predicting the arrival of at least 1 million new immigrants in the next few years. Receives a warm welcome, along with that special feeling one senses when arriving in Israel for the very first time. And all the major prophets of the Bible spoke about such an event. For I will take you out of the nations and bring you back into your own land. Young alike are eager to start a new life in a new land.
I know that it's a wonderful country, and I'm very happy to live there.
Amen. So, nakita lang po natin, sample lang po yan na dumarating, umuwi ng mga Jews. And this is in fulfillment of prophecy. It is an indication that we are really in the end days. Amen? Yun po ang sabi ni Lord, ibabalik niya ang kanyang bayan, Israel, and then prepare the land and the people for the coming Messiah. Amen. So that's for our Israel Sunday, and I would like to go on with our word sa salita ng Diyos natin ngayon. Nagkaroon po ng tinatawag na National Youth Prophetic Conference last week, and ang mga prophets po na naroon ay marami pong mga binigay na mga mensahe. And they are talking about four dispensations. Four dispensations according to the modern day prophets. Ibig sabihin po ng dispensation ay parang era, no, or age, or season. And the first dispensation, nung panahon pa ni Adam and Moses, they call it dispensation of conscience. Ibig sabihin, yung mga tao noon ay wala namang batas na sinusunod. So yung conscience lang nila ang nagbibigay sa kanila ng guidance kung kikiling sila sa mabuti or sa masama. And the conscience was giving them a choice between good and evil. And during those times, di ba, ang mga personalities dito, sila Abel, Cain, Noah, Abraham, Sodom and Gomorrah as a place. The next was the compensation of law. Ito po ay during the time of Moses. Binigay na noon ng Diyos ang batas, no? Sa pamamagitan ni Moses. So, yung mga tao noon ay were being ruled by the law. Kaya lumalabas ang mga kasalanan kasi kung ano yung hindi nila sinusunod, eh, nagiging kasalanan because there was a law. And during this time, Old Testament personalities, during that time, the Lord raised up judges, mga kings, priests, and prophets during this dispensation. Ang susunod po ay yung dispensation of grace through Jesus Christ. So, ang Panginoong Jesus, siya ay namatay at hindi na po naging batas ang dispensation na ito, but it was the grace of the Lord Jesus. According to John 1:17, nakalagay, for the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness, or the truth and grace, came through Jesus Christ. No? So hindi po we are no longer ruled by law as the law of Moses, but by the Spirit of God, and by the grace of God through Jesus Christ. And dito po, during the dispensation of grace, the Lord raised up the fivefold ministries, di ba? Pastors, evangelists, teachers, prophets, and apostles. These are different from the judges, the kings, the priests, the prophets of the Old Testament. During the time or dispensation of grace, ito po yung mga lumitaw na, ang mga pastors nga, mga evangelists. And much of the work or nangyayari during this dispensation of grace is the operation of the Holy Spirit. No? It's now Spirit instead of the law. It's now the operation of the Spirit. And then, yung pinaka-apat po na dispensation or era or season, ito po yung final. Ito po yung pinakahuli. And this, the final dispensation is the end times dispensation. Ito na po yung pinasok na natin. Ito po ay mula ngayong ng Yom Kippur or the Day of Atonement last October 8, 2011. Nakuha po ito ng mga prophets from the Lord that officially yung tuloy-tuloy na dumadagundong or birth pains of the end times ay nakaroon na po ng talagang sabi nga nung start na ngayon yung mga mangyayari na toward, yung nasa huling-huling mga araw na. And this started last October 8. Final na po ito. Huli na po itong season. No? Wala na pong susunod dito. Ibig sabihin, papunta na po ito. Ang dulo po nito ay katapusan na ng mundo. Ang dulo po nito ay ang pagbabalik na ng Panginoong Jesus at pagtatag ng kanyang kaharian dito sa lupa. Amen? Yung pong ibig sabihin ng end days or end times. So ang pinaka-focus po sa mga panahon na ito or sa season na ito or sa age na ito, ang pinaka-focus ay ang preparation for the bride of Christ. No? Paghahanda sa atin lahat para maging babaeng ikakasal, the bride of Jesus Christ. Sino ang gusto rito kasama dito? Sino ang bride of Jesus Christ? No? Kailangan pong siguraduhin natin, paghandaan natin, at siguraduhin natin kasama tayo dito. Amen? The focus will be this and the preparation, of course, for the coming of the Lord Jesus and for His kingdom. No? Kaya tamang-tama po, nandyan ang lagi ang ating mission, ang ating vision for the church. Nandyan po tayo. And during this time, I will just describe the very briefly, no, or in general, kung ano ang klaseng ng mangyayari during this dispensation, during this era, the final dispensation. There's going to be an army, di ba? An army composed of course, the believers, the army of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Joel 2, verse 2, if you can look up in your Bible, Joel 2, verse 2. It says there, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was in ancient times, nor ever will be in ages to come. No? So dito po, yung final dispensation na ito, is characterized as, on one hand, is so much darkness. No? So much darkness. Lahat po yung mga sinabi ng Panginoong Jesus, pati yung mga nakalagay sa Revelation na mga mangyayari sa mga huling araw, di ba? Yung mga, lahat yung mga calamities, yung mga earthquakes, yung mga tsunami, yung mga famines, paglalaglag ng mga stars, lahat po yung mga wars, lahat yun ay mangyayari po ito sa dispensation na ito. So much darkness. Pero sinabi ng Lord na out of this darkness, there's going to be a large and mighty army. And that's the army of God, di ba? Hindi lang po puro kadiliman, kung hindi, syempre, merong liwanag na ginagawa ang Lord. At ito po ay sa pamamagitan ng army niya. Yung army is composed of God's people. That means us. And together with the heavenly army. Sa Isaiah 60 verse 2, na-confirm din po ito. Sabi niya, darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth. Na? Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2. But the glory of the Lord rises and appears over Zion, over Jerusalem, and over all the earth. So darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth. But on the brighter side, okay, merong sobrang darkness, but the Lord has promised that there's going to be much or great revival. Especially ito po sa Philippines. Amen? The prophets were very clear that the Lord really loves the Philippines. Amen? The prophets were very clear that the Lord has a great plan for the Philippines and for the Filipino people. And very clear po that the revival, the great revival is going to come upon our land. Amen? And so, Matthew 24:14, yun pong sinasabi natin lagi. Paki-off na ito, Pastor. That the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then the end will come. That's the revival that we are waiting for. And so, during this dispensation, the final dispensation, revival is going to come because the superpower of God is going to be released. Amen? There's going to be so much power. Yung sinasabi ni Brother Sadu na, the power of the coming age. The power of the age to come. There will be so much power released from heaven. No? Ibig sabihin po ay, hindi lang yan tayo pababayaan na parang ito army, o sige, bahala na kayo sa buhay nyo. Kung ano man, paano nyo man gagawin yan, gawin nyo. Hindi po. It's going to release so much power during this time. And so that there's going to be revival because signs and wonders and miracles are going to be experienced and witnessed. Amen? So that people will come, will be hungry for more of the Lord because of the power and the signs and wonders that they are going to witness. And of course, there's going to be so much warfare. Sobra, syempre, ang kalaban nandyan, no? At sabi nga sa Bible, ang intensity rin ng pagpadala ng kapangyarihan ng kalaban ay lalo rin na lalakas. But the powers of God will of course be much mightier. At sabi nga noon ng prophets, there's going to be working together with angels. the angels will be very much visible. Yung kanilang mga trabaho, yung kanilang mga gawain ay masyadong madalas ma-experience ng army, God's army here on earth. Amen? There's going to be working together with angels. Angels will be descending and ascending. If you remember yung sa Genesis, di ba? Si Jacob, he had this vision in Bethel where angels are coming down and going up to heaven. Akala mo may stairs, di ba? And that's going to happen during this dispensation. Mga kapatid, hindi ito fiction. Ha? Saka hindi po ito yung malayong-malayo pa mangyayari. Mangyayari na po ito ngayon. Amen? Nag-umpisa na po. At ito ay mangyayari na sa mga susunod na mga araw na ito. And ito nga si Sado nag-share siya ng experience. Ito lang ng experience niya itong October lang, 2011. Kinukwento niya na o yung mga nandoon, no? Naalala niyo yung kwento ni Sado dito tungkol sa angels. Sabi niya, natanggap daw niya sa Panginoon ang isang mandate na magpagawa siya ng malaking-malaking building para sa kanyang ministry and ministry sa India, no? And I think, hindi ko po alam kung ilang stores yun, but I think 21, 31, basta mataas po na building. At ang sabi po sa kanya, pati sa Council of Elders sa Heaven, alam niyo naman si Sado ay akyat baba sa langit. Sabi sa kanya na it is mandated, it is going to be finished in 2 months. Yung ganong klaseng building, no? So ang ginawa po niya ay kinausap niya yung pinaka-engineer and sinabi niya na ito yung plano, ito yung gagawin and kailangan matapos ito lahat in 2 months. So sabi siyempre ng engineer, teka, that is impossible. Sabi niya kay Sado. Ang sagot ni Sado I did not ask for your opinion. Sabi niya, I am telling you that it should be done and it is going to be done in 2 months. 2 months time. And so, siguro yung engineer nakipag-meeting doon sa kanyang mga katrabaho or whatever, no? Tapos later, binalik ka na naman niya si Sado, sir, hindi po talaga pwede. It's impossible. Tapos sabi nga ni Sado, I told you, I did not ask for your opinion. I'm telling you, it's going to be finished in 2 months. Sabi niya, oh sige, you bring your team and I'm going to bring my team. Sabi nga ni Sado sa kanya. No? And so, siyempre, papayag yung engineer, wala siyang magawa. So, nung inumpisa na daw po, inumpisa na yung building, meron doon na parang platform na sabi ni Sado, nakatayo siya for 12 hours na nakaganyan lang. Nakaganyan lang siya for 12 hours. Kasi ang mga testimonies sila ganyan, nakaluhod siya for 5 hours, nakatigil lang, waiting on God. Kaya kayang-kaya po yung 12 hours na nakaganyan siya. No? Supernatural. That's supernatural power na binigay sa kanya ng Lord at available to all of us. Amen? And so for 12 hours po nakaganyan siya. At kitang-kita po niya na ang daming-daming mga anghel, yun po ang tumutulong doon sa engineers, doon sa construction work. Ang dami mga anghel, so tuloy-tuloy po silang gumagawa. And habang nakaganon lang po si Sado, yun ang kanyang team, yung mga anghel. Amen? And isang weekend daw, isang halos patapos ng project, kailangan may mailagay silang, hindi ko alam kung ilang tons yun. Tons ng slab of stone, no? Na, ilan? 5 tons. 5 tons ng slab of stone na kailangang mailagay doon sa taas, no? Maipwesto doon sa taas ng building. So sabi sa kanya ng engineer nga ay wala pong available na crane. It's weekend, so imposible po, hindi po mailalagay ito doon kasi walang crane. And paano naman ito malalagay? Sabi ni Sado, hindi yan imposible. No? And so, tuloy-tuloy pa rin siya, kitang-kita po niya yung mga anghel ang naging crane. At mga anghel ang nagdala doon, nung bato doon. And in 2 months, tapos ang project. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the glory belongs to God. So, ganyan po. Ito lang po yan, October lang, 2011. Nagmi-meeting na sila, gumagawa na sila ng mga conferences dun sa building na yun. And that kind of power, that kind of superpower, that kind of working together with angels will be available to all of us. Amen? Sino dito ang army of God? Sino dito ang papayag na maganyan ang 12 hours? Siguro sabi niyo, si Pastor Lucy na lang yun. So, this, ito po ang, sinasabi ko lang po yung scenario, no? That this is going to be available to all of us. Amen? And sabi nga ni, I think it was Prophet Selva Kumar who said, that the kingdom of heaven and earth, nagnanarrow po ang gap, no? Masyadong malapit na, no? Bumababa yung king, because there's going to be a working together, no? Working together of the army of the earth and the army of heaven will be working together for the salvation of many people. Amen? For the end time work of God to be done, for His purposes to be done. And this means salvation of people. This means breaking down of strongholds of the wicked one. Amen? And dito po sa dispensation nito, gagamitin niya lahat ng sectors, lahat tayo ay gagamitin niya as ministers. In Joel 2:28-29, very familiar ito sa atin. Joel 2, excuse me. Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. And your young men will see visions. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on servants, men and women alike. So dito po, and this was quoted also in Acts chapter 2 by Peter after the Pentecost, no? Dito po, mababasa natin na sabi ni Joel, I will pour out my spirit upon all. You say all. All flesh or all people. Diba? Sons and daughters will prophesy. So, ibig sabihin po, yung mga maliliit na bata, no? Mga children, they will prophesy. Old men will dream dreams. Sino dito ang old men? And women. Ayan, no? We are going to have dreams. But of course, I believe that this hindi lang po ito sa mga old men, hindi lang po ito sa mga sons and daughters yung prophesying. All of this is a work of the Spirit. All of this will be done by everybody. Young men will see visions. Diba? In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on servants, men and women alike. So, lahat po tayo, lahat ng miyembro ng pamilya ay gagamitin ni Lord. Amen? Young men and women, young people, children. So lahat, the Lord is going to use all of us, all age groups, in the family. Our eyes are going to be open to supernatural things, to supernatural powers. Amen? Marami po mga visions na ngayon na nangyayari. Marami na ngayon mga nakakita ng visions. At huwag po nating baliwalain yon. Magiging, kaya po sinasabi ko ito lahat, para maging conscious po tayo, maging aware tayo sa movement of the Spirit from now on. When you see something that's supernatural, that's a vision from God, and you have to ask the Lord, ano po ang inyong mensahe dito sa pamamagitan ng vision nito? What are you trying to tell me? Diba? Kung dati may nakikita kang masyadong malaking maliwanag, kung ano-ano dati, posibleng kung ano-ano dati ang iniisip mo tungkol doon. Pero ngayon po, ang sinasabi nga natin that this will be common. Madalas na mangyayari ito. Nagpapakita si Lord ng mga visions. Marami siyang mga gustong sabihin sa atin, no? Mga communicate sa atin na nagmamadali na si Lord. Hindi na natin kailangan, hindi na makapaghintay ng matagal pang muni-muni bago natin makuha kung anong kanyang mensahe. Papakitaan na lang niya tayo ng visions and we are going to dream. So pag may mga panaginip tayo na which are supernatural, no? Isipin natin lagi at tanungin natin sa Lord kung ano ang ibig sabihin noon. Ano ang mga mensahe ng Panginoon? Di po ba? Mga visions tulad po nung yung testimonies ng mga youth nga during the weekend away, di ba? Marami silang mga naramdaman, mga narinig, mga visions during the baptism of the Holy Spirit. this was not usual in the past, di ba? Hindi nangyayari ito. Pero ngayon, nag-umpisa po mangyari yung mga ganyan. Di ba? You can see the change in the times, the change in the season. And when we were in Israel, ilang beses may mga nagsabi sa akin na, Pastor Lucy, may nakita akong ganito. Nandun lang kami sa Sea of Galilee, na nasa boat. Sabi nila, Pastor Wilma, yun nga, may nakikita silang masyadong maliwanag doon sa bandang yon. Ilan silang nakakita, and then it was very glorious. Na ibang klase, and then it faded, di ba? Somebody, nandun kami sa promenade, nagpipray, somebody from Canada was crying and crying because she saw something. No? She saw something opening up in the heavens. Parang nagbukas ng nagbukas sa heaven, na parang pintuan na nakabukas ng ganyan, and something might have happened to her because she was crying and crying and crying. Now, asking the Lord what it was, and she knew that it was something glorious, something supernatural. Hindi yung parang gudin-gudi mo lang, o parang kung in the past you will dismiss it as ano ba yon, guni-guni, ano ba yon, parang minsan matatakot pa tayo, di ba? Pero now that we are aware of this and conscious of these things, and so tinitingnan natin ito na galing sa Lord ito, baka may anghel diyan na gustong magpakita sa atin na mayroong mensahe, di ba? Mayroong gustong gawin sa kapaligiran natin sa mga panahon na yon. And even I heard, even during the NYPC conference or during the conference last week, eh, may mga youth din yating may mga nakita silang mga visions. And that is going to be madalas na mangyari. That will happen more and more and more often. Just be open, di ba? Maging open lang ang eyes natin and be conscious about these things. Pero siyempre, hindi naman na dahil lang, hoy, gusto ko lang maging curious. Sana makakita ko. Huwag naman tayong ganyan, di ba? Hingin lang natin sa Lord, no? If you want to see visions, Lord, speak through me through visions. Lord, you can use me, you can give me, communicate to me, you can give me your message through signs, through visions, through dreams, or somebody prophesying, di ba? But what I'm saying is, this is going to be part of this dispensation, a characteristic of this final dispensation. Tapos, di ba, sabi sa Bible, sabi ni Jesus, we are going to do greater works than Him. Ano ba ang mga works ng Panginoong Jesus nung nandito siya sa lupang ito? Ano? Healings, ano pa? The blind, the opening their eyes, di ba? The lame, walking, di ba? May mga patay na raised up to life. Ano pa? Ang dami-dami niyang milagro. Sabi nga sa Bible, yung mga naka-recorded lang po dyan, mga recorded dyan sa Gospels, mga ilan lang po yan na nilagay dyan. Sabi po sa Bible, sa John, kung i-record lahat ng ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus, eh baka daw itong buong mundo ay hindi magkasya. Di ba? Nakalagay yan sa John. There's going to be so much volumes and volumes siguro books. Kung sasabihin lang, kung ilalagay lang ang lahat-lahat ng ginawa niya in 3 years dito sa mundong ito. And yet, Jesus Christ said, we are going to do even greater works than what He did. Amen? So can you imagine, ano kayang greater na yun, Lord? 5 tons na may... Di ba? Ano kaya yung greater na yun? Kasi kasama natin ang mga anghel. Amen? Ang Espiritu ng Diyos, ang kanyang power, ay sobra-sobra niyang pakawalan. That is in John 14:12-14. Please open your Bibles. John 14:12-14. Alam niyo, ang pagbalik ng Panginoong Jesus, ang unang-unang purpose is to eradicate evil. Tanggalin ang masasama, tanggalin ang wickedness from this world. To take away evil from this world. And He's going to do it through us. I tell you the truth, John 14:12-14. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works. Because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name and I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. So he said, greater works. Everybody say, greater works. Greater works than Jesus, di ba? Than what he did. Why? Because noon, nung nandito ang Panginoong Jesus, nag-iisa siya and he was bound by his body, physical body. Pero ngayon, the body of Christ, the universal body of Christ, all over the world, can do a lot more. Amen? May healings dito, may healings sa America, may healings sa Japan, may healings all at the same time. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit that's going to be released. Ito magandang balita ito, pero prayer point, I don't want to give details, but especially only for the intercessors, prayer points, no? Na ang prophets po during this conference, the prophets were consistently seeing visions of the Philippines getting very, very, very prosperous. Naniniwala kayo? There's going to be something, especially early next year, no? Na pag naaprobahan ng UN, it's going to be so much discovery of riches of the Philippines. And in the vision, we will even feed other nations. At ang ating mga OFWs, yung ating mga kamag-anak na nasa ibang lugar ay uuwi na. Sapagkat napakarami ng kayamanan dito sa ating bansa. And so we have to pray, no? We pray that this is going to come to pass and we pray that this will not be snatched by the evil one. Ano po ito? Kaya po ito sinasabi sa body of Christ dahil we are the stewards, di ba? Tayo po ang tagapangalaga, tagapangasiwa ng bansang ito at lahat ng mga blessing ng Panginoon dito. Kaya hindi dapat natin pabayaan sa pamamagitan ng panalangin, sa pamamagitan ng warfare. Lahat po iyan, lahat ng mga sinasabi ng prophets na mga ganyan, of course, except for the revival, mangyayari talaga yan, whether we are ready or not. Pero yung mga halimbawa po na pwedeng ma-prevent ang mga disaster, no? Na sinasabi na magkakaroon ng mga disaster, pero pwedeng mapigilan ito sa pamamagitan ng panalangin. Yung mga riches na ito, pakakawalan ni Lord, nandyan na, pero kailangan ng panalangin. Amen? Kapartner po tayo, yun po ang Panginoon. Gusto niya, partner niya ang body of Christ. At tayo nag-e-execute ng mga sinasabi ni Lord. Tayo nag-i-implement nito. Kaya kung pabaya ang body of Christ, wala pong mangyayari sa kahit na sinabi na ni Lord na nandyan na ang blessing. Pero kung hindi natin kinukuha or pinabayaan natin na manakaw, wala pong mangyayari. Amen? Ganun po si Lord. The blessings are there, but it is up for us to receive this. And maging good stewards tayo. We pray, of course, no? Malaking prayer panalanginan yan. Dahil kung lumitaw nga yung mga ganyang kayamanan, eh syempre, alam na natin na talagang kailangan ng bantayan at kailangan ng prayers dyan para maging steward tayo ng maayos at hindi lang mapunta sa mga kamay ng kalaban. The greedy spirit, or the spirit of greed, the spirit of love for money in our country. Amen? And so, ito po ay sinasabi lang natin and naalala ko lang, itong the same prophets na ito po ang nagsabi sing last year nang nakikita nila na maraming mga fish na mamatay. Nangyari, di po ba? Nangyari ito. Itong mga prophets ito ang nagsabi din na yung nakikita nila yung triangle ng disaster through waters, no? Triangle is Japan, Thailand, and the Philippines. Ano po nangyayari sa Thailand? ilang linggo, ilang buwan na yung baha nila. And I heard na sobra billions of dollars is the cost of this flood, no? At hanggang ngayon hindi pa po matapos-tapos. Alam na natin kung ano nangyari sa Japan. So sabi ko nga, Lord, tama na po ang Pidring at Kiel. We pray na tapos na yon. Amen? As far as the Philippines is concerned. Pero wag po nating pabayaan sa panalangin. And I believe that yung typhoon na Kiel, it was predicted to be much stronger, no? Kaya lang, di ba, nagkaroon ng mga text messages sa Body of Christ, ang IFP, Intercessors for the Philippines, no? Na tayo lumuhod at tayo ay manalangin tayo na hindi ito kasing tindi nung nakikita, no? Na predicted. And it was not that, di ba? It was not that disastrous. Ganun din po ang nangyari noong 2000, hindi, yung sa Japan, yung tsunami po. Nang sabi sa, ang sabi sa CNN at ang sabi sa mga forecast, yung tsunami ng Japan, napakadali po na bumaba. Pag nakita natin yung sa mapa, di ba? Yung waters from Japan, napakadaling bumaba sa Pilipinas. No? Napakadali nating maapektuhan ng tsunami. And nakuha rin to ng mga intercessors na to really pray na huwag tumama sa Pilipinas. Nagkaroon na ng warnings noon, nagkaroon na ng alert na talagang tatamaan tayo ng hindi lang kanti, kundi malaki ang tama sa atin. And I really believe that because of the prayers of the saints, ilan yun? 0.6 meter na lang yata yung tubig, tumigil po, hindi po tayo tinamaan. Amen? And ito po ay, mga ganito pong pagkakataon, mga kapatid, kaya pag sinabi nating magkaroon, maganda ang nakikita ng prophet sa ating bansa, ito po ay sinasabi na nila kaagad para pangalagaan natin ito sa pamamagitan ng panalangin, sa pamamagitan ng warfare, bantayan natin ito para lubusang ma-release for our nation. Amen? And so, when we receive these kinds of messages po, tungkol dito sa fourth or last dispensation, saka kung ano ang mga mangyayari during this last era, ano po ang mga nasa isip natin? How do we react to these messages? Kahit na sa Feast of Tabernacles, ang mga messages po natanggap namin doon, of course, that we are really in the end of days, there should be more and more and more prayers and waiting on God upon the saints. No? Meron doon na farmer from South Africa na nag-share. No? He's masyado siyang rugged. He is just a farmer. Pero sobra po ang ginagawa ng Lord sa pamamagitan niya. Hundreds of thousands ang nakikinig sa kanya, sa kanyang mga conferences. Sobrang daming souls ang nakatanggap sa Panginoon sa pamamagitan niya. But how, ano po ang sikreto niya? He spends 5 hours a day in the presence of God. Praying in the Spirit. Just praying and talking to God. Waiting on God. At sabi nga niya, during the time kasi, siyempre, Feast of Tabernacles, so marami mga booths, marami mga tabernacles, mga sukha na nandyan sa paligid sa Israel. And sabi niya, I have my own tabernacle, sabi niya. And I always be with Jesus as my tabernacle every time. Kahit sa airport ako, sabi niya, I pupunta ako dun sa isang tabi and I commune with God. He is my shelter, di ba? Tabernacle is his shelter or refuge. Jesus Christ is my shelter. He is my tabernacle. Kaming dalawa lang, nag-uusap lagi, everywhere I am, sabi niya, no? So, prayer life po is very, very important. And I think we have been exhorting the church about this. Pero sana po, tuloy-tuloy pa tayo mag-exhort dito. Hanggang makuha po natin ang how to pray, how to wait on God. No? Waiting on God, being silent with God. Tulad po ng ginagawa natin sa praise and worship here. Many times we have silence, just being silent with the Lord. Just being, no? Sana po pagkaganong mga pagkakataon, when we are silent here, and sabi na Bible, di ba, be still and know that I am God. And so we are silent. We are waiting on the Lord. Sana po ay huwag lumipad ang ating mga isipan kung saan-saan. Huwag kayong antukin. Diba? It's a time to commune with God. Amen? Kayong dalawa lang. Amen? Hindi po nangyayari yan during the week. Diba? We go to the malls. Marami tayong mga ginagawa sa ating bahay, sa ating mga trabaho, sa eskwela, kung ano-ano. Masyadong maingay sa kapaligiran. Huh? Very, very seldom now we have that very, very precious silent time with God. And so during those times, diba, don't allow your mind to wander somewhere or parang inantok kayo or parang, diba, tinatamad kayo. It's a precious time that you take to be with God, your communion with God. Kayo lang ni Lord. Amen? Kayo lang dalawa ni Lord, no? Lord, the Lord who loves you so much. The Lord who wants you so much. The Lord who wants your time with Him. The wants you with Him. No? Diba? The Lord wants you more than we want Him. You know that? Mas matindi ang kagustuhan ng Diyos na tayo ay lumapit sa Kanya. Kaysa yung kagustuhan nating lumapit tayo sa Kanya. Diba? He wants us so much. And so take that very precious time, a few minutes or even seconds, diba? To just be silent with God and commune with Him and just receive Him and you express your love to Him. Diba? It's just waiting on God. And so, yun, no? So yung mga ganong klaseng messages natanggap, pare-pareho lang po. That we are in the last days, there should be, sabi nga dun sa Feast of Tabernacles, sabi ni David Paulson, siguro the next feast should be different. We are in Jerusalem, so there should be more signs and wonders that should be experienced during the feast, di ba? Maybe the pilgrims, ito hindi nagustuhan ng maraming pilgrims, maybe the pilgrims should pray and fast during the Feast of Tabernacles, di ba? Kami, sobrang pagkain sa hotel, abundance talaga lagi yan pagka nandun sa feast, di ba? But maybe, di ba, just one day, sabi ni Reverend David Paulson, can you imagine if the whole congregation, the whole pilgrims, di ba, come fast and pray, and then the Lord will raise up Ariel Sharon from comatose, di ba? So much power, huh? Kasi ang unang power, ang unang signs and wonders, ang unang miracles, or many miracles that the Lord has done was in Jerusalem. In fact, the resurrection was in Jerusalem, di ba? And so, sila Peter and John in Acts chapter 3, di ba? That miracle after the Pentecost was done in Jerusalem. So, kailangang maraming makitang mga milagro doon. And so, because these are change in mindset, change in season. So, hindi abnormal yung pupunta ka sa feast na magpe-pray and fasting, di ba? It's a change, complete change of, hindi po katulad nung dati nating na nakasanayan na ang mangyayari sa mga darating na panahon. And the conference messages, of course, preparing the bride should be a warrior bride, no? Warrior po tayo. Triumphant bride, overcoming bride, di ba? Tulad po ng 10 virgins. Huh? So mga sa youth camp, di ba? This was the message na hindi tayo paiiwan, hindi tayo papayag na maiwan tayo sa labas. And I think in 2012, I can already receive that kind of direction that we should be more on this, no? How to make our lamps always filled with oil. And naalala ko si Sister Connie Nunez, may kwento dito tungkol sa, konting ano lang po ito. I mean, hindi naman pwede ma-compare, no? But she got that kind of feeling. Kasi po, si Brother Manny Nunez, taga-Cagayan nating kapatid, siya ang nagdala ng flag during the opening evening's feast. And sila ni Sister Connie, they were supposed to be in the venue mga 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was quite impossible dahil galing kami sa Dead Sea, so masyado pong rush. Talaga hindi nila kayang dumating doon ng ganong oras. So, nung dumating nga sila doon, syempre late sila, pero marami sila. Kasi sabi sa instruction, dapat 4 o'clock kasi magsasara yung pinto. Because it was, I think, Erev, no? It was a holiday. And so marami sila na nang dumating ay nakasara na yung pinto, no? And lahat sila, marami sa kanila na mga taga ibang bansa ito na sabi, open the door, nandito kami. Yung isang sabi daw, I have a very important role in the program tonight. You have to let me in. Ganyan. So talagang nakasara. Sabi ni Sister Connie, sinishare niya sa akin, Pastor Lucy, talagang na-feel ko, ganun pala talaga. Maliit katiting lang yun, ha? Hindi pa yung kingdom of God. Pero sabi niya, yung feeling ba na nasarahan kami at hindi na pwedeng buksan? Hayaw nilang buksan. Nasa labas kami. Gusto namin pumasok. Katok ng katok kami. Sinisigaw na, let us in. Ganyan, ganyan. Hindi bumubukas yung pinto. Sabi niya, wow, grabe yung feeling ko. Hindi talaga ako papayag na maiwan ako sa kingdom of God. Amen? Na masasarhan ka ng pintuan at hindi ka makakapasok. No? And so, mga kapatid, itong mga panahon na ito, when we receive messages like this, ano po, paano po tayo mag-react sa ganito? No? We have to flow with the times. Una-una po, we have to prepare for our life na lagi pong isipin natin na kumbaga kung sa mga eskwela, finals na ito. Ito na ang pinakahuling preparation na gagawin natin. Siguraduhin na natin na makapasok tayo. Amen? Siguraduhin na natin sa buhay natin na maging qualified tayo at hindi tayo maiwan. At maging bride of Christ tayo. We should long for our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Di ba? Sinabi ko nga nung during our fasting last Saturday, sabi ko, bakit ganun, di ba? Sa ating buhay, di ba yung mga estudyante, gustong-gusto nyong pumasa, di ba? Siyempre, gusto nyong pumasa, gusto nyong mataas ang grades. So anong ginagawa nyo? Di ba, mag-aaral kayo ng husto, paghahandaan nyo yung mga examinations, di ba? Kung pwedeng, you will do everything, na? To please the teacher, you will do everything to get a high grade or a passing grade man lang, di ba? Or yung mga employees, di ba? May career path kayong tinitingnan. So, you will do everything, magsisipag ka, mag-overtime ka, o minsan mag-chuchu ka doon sa boss mo. You know, you do everything para makuha mo yung promotion na hinahanap mo. Di ba? Magkaroon, ma-please mo yung boss mo at pumasa ka, umangat ka, di ba? Ganon tayo, human nature yan eh. Pero bakit sa Christian life ng marami sa atin, o karamihan sa atin, di ba? Parang pawardi-wardi. Parang we are not doing that much. No? We are not doing everything to please our Savior. Amen? To please our God. Samantalang siya ang haharapin natin pagdating ng panahon. At magsusulit po tayo. Magsusulit tayo. Sa lahat ng mga gawain natin dito sa mundong ito, we're going to face Jesus Christ as our Savior. And we're going to give accounting. Nakalagay pa nga sa Bible, we're even going to account for all the idle words that we have said here on earth. Di ba? Naka-record lahat yan. And so, pero anong nasa nakikita ko po sa atin, no? Lahat tayo, walang exception. No? We are not doing that much, no? To make sure that we are in the kingdom. To make sure that we please our Savior. To make sure that pagharap natin sa Kanya, wow, Lord, pasado ako. Pasado ako. Amen? Gusto ba natin yon? So, let us try, change our mindset po. Baguhin na natin at nasa huli na nga tayo. There will not be another chance for all of us. Hindi natin alam kung hanggang kailan tayo dito or darating na ang Panginoon, di ba? But whichever, ang importante po ay masiguro natin na kasama tayo ni Lord sa kaharian niya, kasama tayo sa new heaven and earth. We are going to spend eternity with our God. Amen? And so, take care of your prayer life. Let us be more discerning and flow with the supernatural during these end times. Let us exercise our faith and claim our inheritance boldly. Ito po, ginawa ko rin ito. Meron dapat na blessing na ma-release. Pero madalas nga sa atin, di ba, parang, well, kung hindi naman natin matanggap, siguro hindi yan para sa akin. Di ba? Or kung hindi naman i-allow ni Lord, siguro next time. Di ba? Ganun eh, di ba? So one time, sabi ko, hindi pwedeng ganito eh. No, lalo na sa times na ito. The Lord has given us the authority and the power. And so, what I did, I commanded the blessing to be released. Diba? You don't even have to pray. Because it is the will of God that the blessing is yours. Diba? So, una-una, gapusin mo ang demonyo na pwedeng nag-prevent nito yung pumapara sa blessing nito. And you command the blessing. Diba? I command that blessing to be released in the name of Jesus. Siyempre, sabihin mo kung ano yung blessing. Diba? Amen? I command that blessing to be released that belongs to me or that belongs to that person. I command that blessing to be released right now in the name of Jesus. Let us be more bold in exercising our faith and our authority that God has given to us. Amen? And isa pa po, yung mga, marami sa atin dito, siyempre, may mga anak, may mga, we deal with children, so, pabayaan po natin sila, no? E-expose natin ang ating mga bata sa signs, visions. Diba? If they prophesy, huwag yung, halimbawa sasabihin nilang, Mama, may nakita akong ganito. Hindi ko maintindihan, pero ganito po sasabihin mo na, heh. Kumbaga sa Bisaya, heh, sabadiha. Guni-guni mo lang yun. Hey, tama ka nga dyan. Ingay-ingay mo. Diba? Lalo-lalo na po yung ating mga Christian children. No? Because it's very clear in the Bible, the Lord is going to use them. Amen? Out of these sucklings, these bubblings of these children, they will prophesy, they will praise the Lord, they will, the Lord is going to give messages to them. And so let us encourage them and not shut them off. Amen. Of course, let us shun evil, hate evil, hate sin, and huwag tayong magpadala sa mga idols. Meron pong binigay na warning ang prophet na magkakaroon ng isang woman who is going to rise, and many people will masyadong idolize siya because she's going to do a lot of signs and wonders and miracles, but not in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May mga ganito pong mangyayari, no? So let us beware of this. And another person daw na before his name, may nakalagay na father, and ganun din ang mangyayari. So, hallelujah. May call on the music servants now, and everybody let us stand together. Of course, mga kapatid, in all these things, God is calling for holiness, more of purity in our lives. During this final dispensation, transformation into Christ, holiness, clean hands and pure hearts will always be the main ingredient for us to be able to be used by the Lord. So before we consecrate ourselves to God, let us sing that song, Give Us Clean Hands. Let us sing it from the heart that we want clean hands and pure hearts always. Hindi lang po parang sa ngayon, sa oras na ito, kung hindi every day of our life, Lord. We don't want to be beholden by idols. We are not going to idolize anybody, not even ourselves. We're not going to idolize our career, our jobs, persons. We are not going to be given up to idols. But we are going to be seekers of the God of Jacob, the God of Israel. Lord, we are going to be this generation, Lord. Kaya lang naman na emphasize sa mga youth dahil sila ang talagang sobrang tatamaan ng mga mangyayari ito, but this is for all of us. All of us are called into the army of God. Hallelujah. And so all of us should be seekers of the God of Jacob. And should always aim to have good hands, clean hands, and pure hearts. Hallelujah. So let us pray this to the Lord.
We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh Lord, we cast down our idols. So give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Oh God, let us be a generation that sings, seeks your face. Oh God.
Man pa, kapatid, ang nangyayari sa buhay mo na alam mo ay hindi galing sa Diyos. Cast down these idols now. Turn away. Turn away. Talikuran mo na yan, kapatid. Magpabago ka na sa Lord. Hallelujah. Keep us clean hands, Lord. Ang sabi mo, Panginoon, who can go up to the hill of the Lord? Who can face you? Who can appear before you? Only those who have clean hands and pure hearts. Lord, you can see our hearts, oh God. Sobrang marami pong nangyayari sa aming puso, Panginoon. Hallelujah. Clear up our hearts, Lord. Take away hurts. Take away criticisms. Take away bitterness. Take away unforgiveness. Clear up our hearts, Lord. Hallelujah. You look at our hearts. Hindi po sa panlabas, kung hindi sa aming puso. Take away rebellion. Hallelujah. Take away all forms of darkness. Take away unbelief. Hallelujah. Wala ba karawasan? Hallelujah. Take away the love for money, Lord. Take away cravings, Lord. Cravings for worldly things. Cravings for this world. Hallelujah. Take away so much appetite for this world, Lord. Inahanap-hanap namin mga bagay-bagay sa mundong ito. Take it away from our hearts, Lord, right now. Replace it, Lord, with love for you. Replace it, Lord, with our affection for more of you, Lord. Replace it, Lord. Palitan mo, Panginoon, ang hinahanap namin ng aming puso. Ang hinahanap-hanap ng aming puso. Palitan mo, Panginoon. Hanap-hanapin namin ang iyong kabanalan, Lord. Hallelujah. Hanap-hanapin namin ang iyong presensya, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. That we will have more hunger and thirst for you. Oh, Spirit of God, just move in our hearts. Hallelujah. Rabakarabasandaya, labakarabasadatatiyo. Oh, rabakarayalabaya, labakarabasadatatiyo, labakarabasadatiyo. Hallelujah. Hindi po masama na magnasa kami ng more income, magnasa kami ng higher grades. Hindi po masama, Lord. But above all these things, Lord, hallelujah, cause my affection to seek more of you, Lord, to put you on top of all this, oh God. Hallelujah. Change our hearts right now, Lord. Change our hearts, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, rabakarabasan. Hallelujah. Katulad po lang narinig naming testimony or experience ni Sadu, nakita niya itim na itim ang puso ng isang tao. Lord, ano po ang kulay ng puso namin na nakikita mo ngayon, Panginoon? Hallelujah. Oh, lahat po ng traces of darkness, lahat ng trace ng black, Lord. Lord, tanggalin niyo po, Lord. Hallelujah. We allow you, Lord. We allow you, O God. Hallelujah. To work in our hearts right now and change, Lord. Change our heart, oh God. Hallelujah. Take away, Lord. Tanggalin niyo, Panginoon, yung mga shades na yan. Or kung itim na itim, oh Lord, help me, Lord. Help us to change. Help us, oh God. Hallelujah. We repent, oh Lord. Tinatalikuran namin lahat yung mga nagpapaitim sa puso namin, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Labakarabasan na yan. We want to have pure hearts. Pure hearts before you. Who can appear before the Lord? Who can appear? Who can go up to the hill of the Lord and appear before Him? Only those with clean hands and pure hearts. Lord, ayoko pong ma-disqualify ako, Lord. Help me, O God. Just cry out to the Lord. Everybody, cry out to the Lord for help. Lord, help me, Lord. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, Lord. I don't want to be disqualified, Lord. I want to appear before you, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, help me, O God. Have mercy on me, Lord. Help me to change, Lord. Tanggalin mo itong mga hinahanap-hanap ng kaluluwa ko, Panginoon, na hindi nakakabigay ng mabuti sa akin, O Diyos. Hallelujah. Palitan mo, Lord, ang paghahanap ko sa iyo. Sa panahon na ito, Lord, nasa final dispensation na kami, Lord. It will be more of you, Lord. More of you that we will seek, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rabakarabasan. Take away so much of the world, Lord, from my heart, O God. Oh, labakarabasan. Oh, rabakarabasan. Change, O Lord. Hallelujah. Rabakarabasan. Hallelujah, Lord. So much, O God, the lust of the flesh na hinahanap ko. Lord, palitan mo, Panginoon. Tanggalin mo yung so much lust of the flesh, O God. Lust, Lord, in my soul. Lord, tanggalin mo, Lord. Hallelujah. Help me, O God. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Rabasa karabasan. Hallelujah, Rabakaraba Santa Dadadadadaya. Hallelujah. Give me a heart, Lord. Give me your heart, Jesus. Give me your heart, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabakaraya Rabasandaya. Matanggal, Panginoon. Palitan mo ang puso ko, Lord. Oh, Rabakaraya Rabakaraba Santa. Wala po akong kagana-gana sa iyo, Lord. Wala po akong kagana-ganang magbasa. Wala akong kagana-ganang mag-pray. Wala akong kagana-gana kahit magpunta dito sa worship service. Lord, change my heart, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Labakarabasanaya, I don't want to be disqualified. I want you, Lord. I want you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Labakarabaya, Labakarabasanaya. Hallelujah. Labakarabaya, Labakarabasanaya. Hallelujah. Oh, Labakarabasanda, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Labakarabasanda, ya. Oh, Rakariya, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Talikuran natin ang ating mga adulterous relationships. Hallelujah, Labakarabasanda, da-da. Your adulterous inclinations. Hallelujah, Labakarabasanda, da-da-da-da-da-da. Hallelujah, Labakarabasanda, ya. Oh, change my appetite, oh God. Change the appetite of my heart, oh Lord. Hallelujah, Rabakarabasan, baguhin mo ang mga hinahanap-hanap ng aking kaluluwa, ng aking puso, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabakarabasan, Lord, help me, oh God, na matigil ng fornication, Lord. Matigil ng pornography, Panginoon. So much lust, oh God. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to change, Lord. Change my heart, oh God, na mawala po ako ng gana sa mga ito, Panginoon. Hallelujah. Na maging mapait sa mga paningin ko lahat ito, Lord. Bibigyan mo po ako ng iyong habag, Panginoon. Hallelujah. Mawalan ako ng gana, oh Diyos, sa mga bagay na ito ng kamunduhan. Hallelujah. Taking up so much of my time, pero wala pong benefit na nabibigay sa akin yung mga ginagawa ko. Lord, help me, oh God. Hallelujah. Rabashaka rabasandaya. Hallelujah. Oh, rabakarabaya labarabasandaya. Hallelujah. Cause me to seek after you. Seek after more of you, Lord. Hallelujah. Na ikaw ang hahanap-hanapin ko, Panginoon. Baguhin mo ang puso ko, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabakarabasan niya. Give me a heart like a heart of David, Lord. Seeking more of you, Lord. Seeking after God's own heart. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabakarabasan. Oh God, how we need you, Lord. How we ask for your mercy and help, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, labakarabaya, labarabasanda, circumcise our hearts, Lord. Tapyasin mo ang mga dapat wala dyan, Lord. Tapyasin mo sa puso ang puso ko, Lord. Hallelujah, labakarabasanda, labarabasanda. Hallelujah, be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Fill our hearts with the Spirit of God. Fill our lives with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Fill us with your power, O God. Hallelujah. Fill us with your power to sustain, O Lord God, these pure hearts that we have received from you, Lord. Hallelujah. Na hindi na po namin babalikan yung mga tinanggal namin ngayon, Lord. Yung mga tinakwil namin ngayon, Lord. Hindi na po namin babalikan. Holy Spirit, help us, Lord, with your power. Hallelujah. Oh, labakaraya, labarabasan, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hallelujah. Fill us, Lord Jesus. Fill us with your power. Fill us, Lord. Baptize us. Baptize us with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Labakaraya, labarabasan, da-ya. Hallelujah. Oh, labakaraya, labaya, labarabakarabasan, da-ya. Hallelujah. Release your power, Lord. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Take over, oh God. Oh, labakaraya, labarabasan, da-ya. Hallelujah, kailangan namin ang iyong kapangyarihan, O Diyos. Hallelujah, sa aming buhay. We need you, Lord. We need your power to sustain us, Lord. To sustain the purity of our hearts, Lord. How we need your power, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Rabashakaraya, Labarabasandaya. Hallelujah, oh, Labakaraya, Labarabakarabasandaya. Oh, Rabakaraya, Labaya, Labarabakarabasandaya. Hallelujah, Rabakarabasandaya. Hallelujah, Rabakaraya, Labaya, Labarabakarabasandaya. Hallelujah, oh, Labakaraya, oh, Rabashikya, Labaya, Labarabakarabasandaya. Hallelujah, Rabba Karabasana. Fill my lamp with oil. Fill my lamp with oil, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Rabba Karabasana. Hallelujah. Ayoko pong maabutan na wala pong oil ang aking lamp. Ayoko pong maabutan ng ngayon, Panginoon. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me with your power, Holy Spirit. Cause me to walk in the Spirit from now on. From now on, starting today, I'll be walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah, Rabba Karabasandia. Hallelujah, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Rabba Karabasandia. Lord, tapos na ang pawardi-wardi ko pagiging Kristiyano. Lord, tapos na ang parang routine lang ng pagiging Kristiyano. Lord, tapos na ang pagiging Kristiyano na parang lupay-pay palagi, Lord. Tapos na, Panginoon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Rabba Karabasanda. I belong to the God's army in the end times. Hallelujah. I am part of the army. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sabihin natin sa Lord, Lord, use me. Gamitin mo ang buhay ko, Panginoon. Hallelujah. Para sa mga gawain mo sa end times na ito. I belong to your army, Lord. Hallelujah. I consecrate my life for your use, Lord. For your use during these end times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Use me. Release, Lord. Release your gifts to me, O God. Hallelujah. Make me obedient to all the things that you want me to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rabba Karabasandia. Hallelujah. Rabba Karabasandia. Hallelujah. Let's sing the chorus. Oh God, let us be.
Hallelujah. A generation that sees your face, oh God of Jacob. Oh God, let us be a generation seeks your face, oh God of Jacob.
Again,
oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, oh God of Jacob. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, oh God of Jacob.
Let's lift up our hands and give him praise. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are mighty. Your name be exalted. Your name be lifted up, Lord God, in our lives. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you thanks and praise. We bless you, Lord, in our life. Hallelujah. Kayo ang aming Diyos at kami ang inyong bayan, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. We receive clean hands and pure hearts, Lord. And we receive the power to sustain this in our life during this final dispensation, Lord. Use each one of us, Lord. Hallelujah. As your army, Lord. Hallelujah. Para mawala lahat yung mga gawain ng demonyo. At mabigyan kayo ng kaluwalhatian, Lord. Maitaas ang iyong pangalan. At maraming mga kaluluwa ang makatanggap sa iyo, Lord. Makakilala sa iyo. Lord, use us for that purpose. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All the glory belongs to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.